hopes have come to be. And people gather around. They offer all what they can bring. And no one battle with the night. Under the sun sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and we are the music show on Sunday nights. And our guest this week is David Bender, activist, Air America Radio personality.
I'm never up this late on Sunday. My show's on in the afternoon. I don't even know what time this
well,
is.
Well, we're being easier on you than we're on Mark Maron. You know, he's like, he has to get up early.
You don't want to see Mark
in the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw him very early this morning, as a matter of fact. But this is about music, so this is a great list that you brought in. So we're going to start with, you got Simon and Garfunkel.
Got Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. But I got to tell you something. You asked me to pick six songs,
right?
Which is like asking to pick six fingers.
Yeah, I know.
The other four get really unhappy. You get, you know, the thumbs are miserable.
I know. Everybody stresses out about doing this, but we're not asking for a desert. You know, we're going to have you back. See,
all
that's
right.
The thing. It's not a one-time thing.
Okay, so. Fingers. It's all right.
This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. Our guest this week is David Bender, over visiting from Politically Direct, and that's Simon and Garfunkel. Dude, great story about that song.
Well, I still get chills when I ever hear that song. It's the first 45 I ever owned, and that song, of course, famously was written for the soundtrack of The Graduate.
Right.
But when Mike Nichols came to Paul Simon and said, you know, can you score this movie, which he'd never done before, he had a song that he'd been working on, but it wasn't Mrs. Robinson. It was called Mrs. Roosevelt.
Wow.
And the song was originally about Eleanor Roosevelt. And he said, well, maybe I can change it to Mrs. Robinson. And of course, it probably had a longer shelf life because, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt seducing Dustin Hoffman wouldn't work.
No. Like, but, in fact, I may have to...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Erase that.
Don't think. No. The thing about this song and movie for me is that it came out at the time that I was working for Bobby Kennedy as a volunteer in the 68 right. campaign. And, you know, the thing I figured out is that this isn't about best songs. Songs are like soundtrack elements.
Absolutely.
And this, for me, always brings me back to 1968. And the thing that's so incredible, and until I started looking at this, I hadn't realized it. It's such a political song, even without Eleanor Roosevelt. You know, going to the candidates' debate, every way you look at this, you lose.
Right.
You know, and the whole where
it's
you...
all political language. Always there. I never thought about that.
Yeah, and where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Where have you gone, Bobby Kennedy? I mean, you know, the heroes died that year. So this song really had a huge impact on me.
Yeah, this is. We'll probably end up talking, you know, more about Crosby, Stills, and Nash before this is over with.
I think so.
For a lot of reasons, and playing some music, but this is one of the reasons that I decided I had to have a Martin guitar was the first Crosby, Stills, and Nash record. It's just, we're the same age.
I
was starting to play, and you know, my dad wouldn't let me have an electric guitar anyway, so I started listening to more acoustic stuff. But this is Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Long Time Gone on Air America Radio.
Such a long, 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 long time. appears to be an law. Appears to be an law. Time, such a long, 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 long time.
This is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is David Binder, and we were talking about the history of Long Time Gone.
Long Time Gone. The thing is, Long Time Gone, which I didn't hear for, well, the album came out the next year in 69,
right.
And I probably heard it maybe a year after, was written the night Robert Kennedy was killed. David, who subsequently, he and I have become great friends, and we wrote a book together about artist activism, but David tells the story that night when he heard the news, he just sat up, wrote the song, and you hear lyrics like, it's going to be a long time before the dawn. And what that's about is waiting to find out if Robert Kennedy was going to live or die. He went into surgery at 1 a.m. and, you know, those of us who were there that night were waiting by, I remember going to the Good Samaritan Hospital and sitting on the hillside and waiting for news.
All right.
And we didn't know if he was going to live or die. And he lived for another, you know, 20, 30 hours after that. But that song so helped me over time because, you know, music as the soundtrack of your life is also a healing force. And
absolutely.
For those of us who had a lot of trouble dealing with Robert Kennedy suddenly disappearing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's usually can't say that about events, you know, one person, but I really think we'd be living in a different world had Robert Kennedy lived. He was going to be elected, and that would have changed the course of history.
Don't try to get yourself elected. If you do, you'd better cut your hair.
You brought in a Joe Jackson track. I ate dinner with Joe Jackson every night for about a month. I was producing a record in one room of the studio in London. He was mixing one on the other side of the hall.
Well, I want to be clear, this is not Michael Jackson's father, Joe Jackson.
Right.
He would have nothing to do with
yeah.
This is a talented Joe Jackson.
An extremely talented Joe Jackson on Air America Radio.
Oh,
get scared. Time to change plan. Don't know how to treat a lady. Don't know how to be a man. Time to admit what you call defeat. Cause there's women running past you now and you just drag your feet. Man makes a gun. Man goes to war. Man can kill and man can drink and man can take a whore. Kill all the blacks. Kill all the reds. And if there's war between the sexes, then there'll be no people left. And so it goes, go round again.
Listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And our guest this week is David Bender, over to visit from Politically Direct.
The thing is that, you know, we were talking during the break that, you know, what's happened to a lot of artists now, and whether it's musical artists or performing artists, is they are pulling back from doing political work because they think it's going to damage their career, and it's a mind game. You know, the stuff that happened to Whoopi Goldberg when she performed, she's been doing those same routines for years. But when the Republican machine just decided it was fill in the blank. They were going to attack Hollywood for supporting John Kerry, right. And it caused a lot of artists to pull back. And I think that self-censorship, the stuff that happens actually before you even write the song or take the stand,
right.
That's worse.
And it's really, I think, you know, the history of Hollywood, and that town is like it's always more about the movie business than it is the music business, because there's so much more money involved. Like if you record for a record label, I've had several things happen in my career because something happened in the film division and money
right.
shifted around, but there's a history there that goes back to, you know, the way blacklisting happened. It's you know, the people that ran the music industry, you know, were Jews, and they were afraid. They were vulnerable.
Right.
They were threatened at several points. It happened in the case of Citizen Kane. That was the leverage
sure.
that was brought to bear. It's happened several times. And so they censored themselves. They volunteered to clean up the movie business.
And you always think that the oppressed people, and I'm Jewish, would have a sense of history and realize that, you know, if you turn into that and if you do that to yourself, there's going to be no one to stand for you.
Right, and we forget.
We forget.
We absolutely forget. This is, you brought in an REM track.
It's called These Days, and it's, you know, the bridge for me, I started listening to REM when they came out, and a lot of people said they reminded them of the Birds
right.
early on. And so there was a real connection for music, but it was a jump into a new era, because I was in my 30s when REM hit.
Right.
And this song just is it's a touchstone for me personally.
People gathered for life's hairy
REM on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is David Bender, and that's a really great record. Except for there threw us a curveball here. We're gonna have to go back and find out whether we've got some sort of rare copy,
rare print.
The track search pageant or
the track numbers are mixed. The CD has one set of numbers, and the jacket has others. What is that called? It's not even a jacket anymore.
Well,
that piece of paper that's inside the plastic.
That goes inside the jewel case, which I hate. I hate the jewel case. I hate the jewel case. I hate the jewel case.
Well, this jewel case also misled us entirely. But these days, you know, the thing about that song, you know, because it realized that they were writing these songs in the 80s when, you know, Ronald Reagan was president, and it was a very, it was a really sort of non-political time in a lot of ways in terms of activism. But there's a line in there, and you don't think about it, because lyrics, you know, they didn't print their lyrics for years. Michael Stipe wouldn't print lyrics. But as far as I can tell, he says something to the effect of, we are young despite the years, we are concerned, we all hope despite the times.
Right.
And you know what? That's how, it, when Ronald Reagan was president, and I'm looking at this going, well, what's the hope? There's a little hope in there.
These are guys that have kind of, you know, put their money where their mouth was for a long time.
Oh, these guys
they got out and worked on this last election, and, you know, and I just came from Europe a couple of weeks ago. They were on Live 8, you know.
They rocked. They were incredible at Live 8.
They were. They were one of the real highlights of the whole thing. And it was a big show and a really good show. It was really I kept turning it on, thinking I was going to watch it for a few minutes, and just kept watching it.
Well, just, you know, even though it was free, the price of admission to see Sgt. Pepper done live, something never done live, I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Absolutely. This is another track involving David Crosby.
He's sort of the leitmotif of my life, and that's a compliment to him of light. it's L-E-I-T, David. This is a song called Carry Me, which David wrote. David and Graham released on the Wind in the Water album as a Crosby Nash song in 1976. And Crosby wrote it when his mother was dying of cancer. And he was kind enough to play it at my mother's memorial service when she passed. And it's had a lot of meaning for me.
Up in their lives, and she was crying at night. She was wishing she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing, standing and watching us play. For a while there, the music would take her away, and she'd be singing. She's there and she was waiting to die. She said, if you just reach underneath this bed, and untie these weights, I could surely fly. She's still smiling, but she's tired. She'd like to hear that last bell ring. You know, if she still could, she would stand up.
This is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And this week, our guest is David Bender. And this has been very, it's been a lot of fun. It's been very Crosby, Stills, and Nash heavy for a really, really good reason. Because you worked with both Steven and David.
And David and Graham. Yeah. I ran Steven's production company back in the late 80s, and then I met David at a benefit and started producing benefit concerts. The first benefit concert I ever produced was an acoustic Crosby, Stills, Nash show that Danny Goldberg, our friend and the CEO of this network, helped pull together. And it was, you know, Danny to Nash to me to Stills to Crosby.
Right.
Tinker's Ever's Chance came in there somewhere. But, you know, and then I produced a lot of benefit concerts, and it was through that that Crosby and I formed not only a friendship, but a partnership in terms of writing about activism. We wrote a book and did a documentary film called Stand and Be Counted.
Right.
And, you know, it's a great tradition that he and those guys have always upheld. That song that we just listened to, Carry Me, David wrote when his mother was dying of cancer in... I guess it must have been the mid-70s. And for me, the amazing impact of that was that when my own mother was passing, he came and sang that at her memorial. Nash came having just broken both of his legs, and he came in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair, yeah.
And the two of them, I mean, this is the stuff that you don't see. You see all the public stuff where, you know, you stand up and do things. But for their friends, they have been incredible. And as I'm a lucky guy to have them as friends, they've been incredible to me. But that song really has, it sustained me when my mother passed. Now, this last song we're going to hear, this year, a few months ago, I lost my partner, Michael, who passed on Easter. And it was very painful. And that song, Carry Me, was the song that we played when we took his ashes out to California. And Crosby was, again, an incredible friend. We went out on his boat, the Mayan, that he's had, that he bought with his bird's money.
Right.
And we were able to...
When he finally got some bird's
when
money.
When he finally got some bird's money, he bought the Mayan, and we went out in the Santa Barbara Harbor and scattered Michael's ashes with... Carry Me was the first song, and then... This next song that we're going to be hearing was the song that we played as we were coming back in.
And it's if you go see Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I'll bet you money it'll be the first song that you'll hear.
Absolutely right.
Almost every time.
One morning I woke up and I knew a new day, a new way, a new house to belong. Goes away off the mind and gone. The sky is clearing and the night
sun, he'd calm the world. Rejoice. Fables are able. Now witness the quickness with which we to sing the blues.
You got to live the truth.
Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.